Hello friends, welcome to eSchool. We are on chapter 5, cryptocurrency. Why are we learning cryptocurrency in financial technology solution? Friends, this is a wonderful solution provided by the financial technology, and that too in the form of a currency that is safeguarded by cryptography, and that too on a specialized technology like a blockchain. So a very, very big contribution of fintech to the financial space by creating a special currency in the form of cryptocurrency, which does not require a special intermediation by a central agency, and the validation can be done between the peers. It has become more secure because of the blockchain technology, and with the introduction of the first cryptocurrency in the form of Bitcoin in 2008, thousands of cryptocurrency has come after that. So in this chapter, we are going to understand the basic concepts of cryptocurrency, the role of fintechs in relation to cryptocurrency, and we'll also understand the leading cryptocurrencies existing specifically in relation with its operations on a blockchain platform. In this chapter, you will learn a brief introduction. You learn about the evolution of cryptocurrency, functioning of cryptocurrency, cryptocurrency wallets, cryptocurrency ATMs, cryptocurrency exchanges, cryptocurrencies market, investment opportunities in cryptocurrency, the risk associated with cryptocurrency, the cryptocurrency security, the advantages and disadvantages of cryptocurrency, the regulations applicable to cryptocurrency, the role of fintech in cryptocurrency, and future of cryptocurrency. So all these things we'll be learning about cryptocurrency. In the next chapter, we are going to learn different types of cryptocurrencies. So let's start with an introduction. What is a cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency is like a digital currency. It's an alternate form of payment created using encryption algorithms and is based on a network that is distributed over a large number of computers. However, unlike a digital currency, a cryptocurrency transaction is maintained by a decentralized system, and the transactions are verified and stored using cryptography. Bitcoin is considered the first cryptocurrency introduced to the world in 2009 by an unknown person or a group using the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto. After Bitcoin, various other types of cryptocurrencies came into existence, each with its unique features, uses, and the characteristics. Cryptocurrencies have become popular due to their unique benefits of anonymity and privacy. The biggest challenge in holding cryptocurrency is the volatility in their value, security concerns, and the regulatory uncertainty. Cryptocurrencies can be owned through mining, purchasing from cryptocurrency exchange, or by getting a reward for the work done on a blockchain. Cryptocurrencies are recorded with distributed ledger technology called the blockchain, wherein all the transactions are recorded in a secure and transparent way. The cryptocurrency transactions are validated by a network of computers called the nodes. After validation, they are added to the blockchain by creating a permanent and immutable record. FinTech plays a very important role in the growth and development of cryptocurrency. The foremost contribution of fintech is the creation of digital platforms for buying and selling of cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrency holders pay for the goods and services using cryptocurrencies and can even exchange the cryptocurrencies for other cryptocurrencies or traditional fiat currencies by using their platforms. Fintechs are also working with regulators to establish clear guidelines and regulations for the industry to ensure that cryptocurrencies are used safely and responsibly. So friends, having understood about an introduction about cryptocurrency, let's see how the cryptocurrency evolved. Cryptocurrency has emerged as a new investment asset class since its birth in 2009. The first cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, was introduced in 2009, was mostly used for speculative purpose and had a small user base. Litecoin was introduced as an alternate cryptocurrency in 2013. After Litecoin, various other altcoins such as the Ripple, Ethereum, that Yash led to the proliferation of the altcoins. With increase in the number of cryptocurrencies, investors started using cryptocurrency beyond the speculative purposes. The use cases include using a medium of exchange, making the payment for goods and services, minting or buying NFTs, and even making donations. The period from 2013 to 2017 is considered the expansion and diversion era of cryptocurrency. In 2017, there was a big surge in the value of many cryptocurrencies. The rise in the value of cryptocurrencies caught the attention of many investors across the globe. Institutional investors also started investing in cryptocurrencies at this stage. The cryptocurrencies started losing much of their value in 2018 due to the market correction. The period 2018-2019 is considered as the market correction phase. Cryptocurrencies have continued to mature and become more widely adopted since 2020. The period from 2020 till the present is considered as the maturation phase. Cryptocurrencies are gaining increasing acceptance as a legitimate form of payment by the mainstream institutions in 2022. Governments around the world are concerned about the regulating aspects of cryptocurrencies, and investors may have to face new regulations put in place in the coming years. Such an act can either bring increased stability and mainstream adoption of cryptocurrency or lead to a decline in their popularity. Fintechs may also succeed in introducing new technologies and applications in this space to increase the popularity of cryptocurrencies with the masses and win the confidence of the government and the regulators. In India, the Reserve Bank of India has cautioned investors against the risk associated with the virtual currencies. The government has taken a cautious approach to regulating the cryptocurrency. Now let's understand the functioning of a cryptocurrency. A cryptocurrency, as I said, is like a digital currency. However, a cryptocurrency transaction, unlike a digital currency, is maintained by decentralized systems, and the transactions are verified and stored using cryptography rather than by a centralized authority. Cryptocurrencies can be owned through mining, purchasing from cryptocurrency exchanges, or even by getting a reward for work done on a blockchain. So how is cryptocurrency created becomes an interesting question. Mining process helps to create new units of cryptocurrency. New units are created and verified on a blockchain with a mining process. Mining is done by solving complex mathematical problems to validate transactions for generating the coins. The first miner to solve the complex mathematical problem and who adds a new block to the blockchain is rewarded with the new units of the cryptocurrency. These new units of cryptocurrency are added to the blockchain, that is a decentralized public ledger, in a secure and transparent way. Cryptocurrency is decentralized digital money, means it's not governed by any central authority like a central bank. Can investors buy and sell cryptocurrencies? Yes, of course. Investors can buy cryptocurrencies from central exchanges, brokers, and individual currency owners and store them in a cryptocurrency wallet. A cryptocurrency holder can sell his coins to central agencies such as central exchanges, brokers, as well as individual currency owners. The cryptocurrency transactions are updated in the blockchain and held by cryptocurrency holders. The transaction is encrypted with complex mathematical algorithms, and such encryption can only be decrypted by the intended recipient. A cryptographic key allows the cryptocurrency holder to move a unit of cryptocurrency from one cryptographic wallet to another. A network of computers called the nodes is responsible for verifying the transactions and maintaining a public ledger. When you talk about a cryptocurrency key, there are two types of keys, a public key and a private key. The public key has a long string of letters and numbers representing an address for receiving cryptocurrency. It is publicly available and used for sending cryptocurrency to the recipient who is its owner. The public key enables the encryption of the transaction, whereas the private key is known by the cryptocurrency holder. The private key is also a long string of letters and numbers and acts like a password to access the coin from the cryptographic wallet. A private key enables the decryption of the encrypted transaction. A new concept also emerges on this blockchain platform, that is a token. What exactly is a token? A token is a digital asset that is built on top of an existing blockchain and represents a variety of assets such as the goods, commodities, and real estates, or any other thing which is having value. Tokens are created for specific use cases through a process called tokenization. They can be traded on cryptocurrency exchanges or can be exchanged for value within a specified blockchain ecosystem. We can have two types of tokens, the security tokens and the utility tokens. Security tokens represent ownership of the underlying asset, example equity in a company, and are regulated, whereas utility tokens are used to access a product or service within a specific blockchain ecosystem and are not regulated. Tokens are becoming popular means to raise funds for new projects through initial coin offerings and initial exchange offerings. It can also be used to incentivize users within a specific blockchain ecosystem and to facilitate the cross-border transactions at the minimal fees. Now let's look at the difference between a token and a cryptocurrency. Even though cryptocurrency and tokens are both digital assets based on blockchain technology, they have certain differences. Cryptocurrencies are used as store for value, medium of exchange, and means of payment, and their value is determined on the basis of their adoption, scarcity, and demand. However, a token is issued for a specific purpose, which can be represented as an ownership of an underlying asset to access a product or service within a specific blockchain ecosystem. The value of a token is derived from the demand and supply of the underlying asset or a service they represent. The second point of difference on the basis of blockchain use, cryptocurrencies are driven by their own blockchain and it not depend on other blockchains. However, tokens are built on the existing blockchains and function on the basis of underlying technology of the blockchain. Next, we move to cryptocurrency wallets. A cryptocurrency wallet is required to store, manage, and transfer the cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrency wallets can be software, hardware, paper, desktop, mobile, as well as online. What are software wallets? A software wallet is a cloud-based service that can be stored on a computer or on a mobile device. They are easy to use, accessible from any server or any device connected to the net, and allow the owner to send and receive cryptocurrency, view transition, transaction history, and even manage the cryptocurrencies. Wallets are useful to store the encryption keys that confirm the identity of the cryptocurrency holder and are useful link to the cryptocurrency. Garuda, Exodus, and Electrum are good examples of the software wallets. What are the hardware wallets? Hardware wallets are physical devices that enable the owner to store in cryptocurrencies, private keys, and tokens in offline mode, also called as a cold storage. It's considered more secure than a software wallet as it need not be connected to the internet and is a portable device. The hardware wallet is connected to the blockchain with a simple piece of software called as a crypto bridge. The Ledger, Tezor, and KeepKey are the good examples of the hardware wallets. The hot cryptographic wallet is connected to the internet and the cryptocurrency holder can easily make cryptocurrency transactions. However, they are vulnerable to thefts and frauds due to their direct connection to the internet. On the other hand, the cold storage wallets is safer and comparatively safer than the hardware wallet, than the hot wallet, because it does not provide ease and convenience. However, it does not provide ease and convenience like the hot wallets. Let's look at the paper wallets. The public and private keys can be printed on a piece of paper with the paper wallets. Some paper wallets may also have a scannable barcode created by an app. These wallets are not connected to the internet and hence cannot be easily hacked. Owner can store and access a cryptocurrency in the offline mode, and hence paper wallet are considered to be a safer option. Paper wallet is also a type of cold storage wallet and is considered to be more secure than the software wallets. However, if the paper is lost or damaged, then it can be lost forever. Bitaddress, Wallet Generator, and XRP are good example of the paper wallets. Next comes the desktop wallets. Desktop wallets can be downloaded and installed on a single PC or laptop and can be accessible from the same PC or laptop. They are safer alternative than an online wallet as it is accessible by the owner at his or her location. Atomic wallet, Jack's Edge are good example of the desktop wallets. The mobile wallets are downloaded in the form of an app into the mobile device. Unlike a PC, which is generally available at home or office, mobile wallets are portable and accessible from various locations. Bitcoin Wallet, Zappo, and Mycelium are good examples of the mobile wallets. Online wallets are web-based. The private key are stored on a computer connected to the internet. Online wallets are generally the first target of hackers, as the keys are under the control of an organization running the website. If the website security is strong, then there can be no danger of hacking. Now let's see the cryptocurrency ATMs. Now let's look at cryptocurrency ATMs. Cryptocurrency ATMs allows ones to buy and sell cryptocurrency in exchange for cash from a standalone electronic kiosk that is called a cryptocurrency ATM. The cash will be exchanged for cryptocurrency by crediting your cryptocurrency's wallet key address. These physical machines also allow users to buy or sell cryptocurrencies with a credit or a debit card. Unlike traditional ATMs, cryptocurrency ATMs dispense cryptocurrencies such as the Bitcoin, Ethereum, etc. instead of cash. So how many types of cryptocurrency ATMs? There are various types of cryptocurrency ATMs, like the one-way ATMs, the two-way ATMs, the high-volume ATMs, the mobile ATMs, the Lamassu ATMs, the Genesis Coins ATMs. Let's look at this one by one. First, the one-way ATMs. One-way ATMs have the basic functionality to allow users to buy cryptocurrency using cash or a credit or debit card. However, the selling of cryptocurrencies for cash is not permitted by these ATMs. However, when we talk about two-way ATMs allows users to buy and sell cryptocurrencies using cash or a credit or debit card, and thus provide higher liquidity by converting cryptocurrencies into cash. The high volume ATMs have high daily transaction limits and are suitable for processing large volumes of cryptocurrency transactions done by the business. The mobile ATMs are portable cryptocurrency ATMs displayed at trade shows, conferences, or music festivals for a short period. It can be moved to different locations or events. That is the advantage of the mobile ATM. Next comes the Lamassu ATMs. Lamassu ATMs have a sleek interior design and are very easy to use for buying and selling cryptocurrencies using cash or a credit or debit card. They have inbuilt features for their compliance with regulatory requirements such as the AMC or the KYC. Next is the Genesis Coin ATMs. The Genesis Coin ATMs offer a range of different cash management options with good security features and customizable options. We also have companies that are hosting cryptocurrency ATM systems, like CoinFlip Crypto ATM is a company that operates a network of cryptocurrency ATMs and allows the users to buy and sell various cryptocurrencies. It provides a user-friendly interface and faster transaction times. Users can easily access them as they are located at convenient locations such as the airports, shopping malls, gas stations, general stores, etc. The CoinFlip Crypto ATM, Bitcoin Depot, CoinCloud, Dobi ATM, Phoenix Crypto, and LocalCoin are some of the leading companies that provide services as crypto ATMs. What are the benefits of crypto ATMs? Users can buy or sell cryptocurrencies easily and quickly without a need for a bank account or a computer. It's located in public places like the shopping malls, airports, and users can find them quickly due to good visibility. It permits anonymity and privacy as users don't have to provide personal identification. Cryptocurrencies can be accessed from areas with limited or no access to banking services, even without an internet connection or a computer. Equipments are secured by advanced security features such as the biometric identification, encryption, and tamper-proof hardware. So having understood a cryptocurrency wallet and an ATM, are there any differences? Yes, there are differences. So in this slide, we are going to see the difference between a cryptocurrency ATM and a wallet. A cryptocurrency wallet is a digital wallet designed to store cryptocurrencies in digital form. However, a cryptocurrency ATM is designed to exchange physical money for digital currencies or vice versa. A cryptocurrency ATM allows users to buy or sell cryptocurrencies using cash or a credit or debit card, whereas a cryptocurrency wallet is a secure digital space to store and manage your cryptocurrency transactions. A cryptocurrency wallet can be accessed through a computer, laptop, and even from a mobile device. However, user has to physically visit a cryptocurrency ATM to access it to make the transactions. Cryptocurrency wallets provide security with cryptographic keys. However, cryptocurrency ATMs can be secured by physical security such as cameras and software-based security such as password authentication and the encryption. Having understood the cryptocurrency wallet, the cryptocurrency ATM, now let us understand the cryptocurrency exchanges. A cryptocurrency exchange provides a platform for traders, both individuals and institutions, to easily and securely trade, that is, buy and sell the cryptocurrencies. It also provides a price discovery through trading activity and storage for the crypto. The fiat currency can be used to buy the cryptocurrencies and sell the cryptocurrencies. The main objective of the exchange is to serve as an intermediary between the buyers and the sellers of the cryptocurrency. The cryptocurrency exchange provides a wide range of services such as the market data, analysis, trading tools, security for trading, order books, protecting users' funds, margin trading, lending, staking, etc., etc. The traders need to create an account on the cryptocurrency exchange. After creating the account, it has to be funded for trading through a variety of payment mechanisms, namely bank transfers, credit cards, and even cryptocurrencies. The traders can then buy or sell cryptocurrencies at the current market rate or at a specified price. It's very interesting note the evolution of cryptocurrency exchange. The first known cryptocurrency exchange, the Bitcoin market, began operations in 2010. Cryptocurrency exchange have evolved to become more secure, user-friendly, and feature-rich since the first appearance in 2010. In 2018, major cryptocurrency exchanges relocated to countries offering the exchange-friendly regulations. In 2023, thousands of cryptocurrency exchanges will be operating around the world and offering a wide range of services and innovative products. What's the difference between a cryptocurrency exchange and a stock exchange? Are they same or different? They are different. Cryptocurrency exchanges and stock exchanges may have world exchange in common, but both differ in terms of trading platform and the market offered. Stock exchanges are centralized, regulated, and subject to government oversight. However, cryptocurrency exchanges are decentralized and less regulated. And different governments around the world have different views on implementing new regulations for the cryptocurrency industry. In the case of a stock exchange, transactions are processed through the central authority, while the transactions are processed on a peer-to-peer basis at a cryptocurrency exchange. Stock exchanges deal with stocks, bonds, and even derivatives. However, cryptocurrency exchanges deal with the digital assets and do not represent specific ownership in a company. Stock exchanges have specific trading hours from Monday to Friday. However, cryptocurrency exchanges are open 24/7. The price of assets traded on a stock exchange are generally stable over a long term. However, the prices of cryptocurrencies are volatile and can fluctuate rapidly. There are innovations in cryptocurrency exchanges. The cryptocurrency exchange industry is constantly evolving, and various innovations have been created in this space. Fintech has enabled cryptocurrency exchange to introduce innovative products such as the decentralized exchange, DEX as it's popularly called, facilitate secure and transparent peer-to-peer trading with the help of the blockchain technology. The alternate market makers, popularly known as the AMMs, helps the traders to determine the price of assets based on the supply and demand by using the mathematical algorithms. Non-fungible tokens, popularly known as the NFTs, marketplaces allow traders to buy, sell, and trade the NFTs ranging from digital art to collectibles in a secure and transparent manner. What are the benefits of cryptocurrency exchanges? Cryptocurrency exchanges bring together a large number of buyers and sellers together. This arrangement increases the ease of buying and selling, price discovery, and the liquidity in the market. User-friendly interfaces provided by the cryptocurrency exchanges enables the traders to view the trading charts, track their portfolio, and make informed decisions. A wide range of trading options such as the spot trading, margin trading, future trading, and options trading are provided by cryptocurrency exchanges. This facility enables the traders to choose the trading strategy based on their investment goals and the risk tolerances. The advanced security protocols deployed by the cryptocurrency exchanges ensure the safety of digital assets. Additional security is provided by the two-factor authentication and the cold storage wallets. Any authorized user can have access to a cryptocurrency exchange regardless of the location or time zone. There are certain disadvantages of cryptocurrency exchanges. Cryptocurrency exchanges are vulnerable to hacking and theft, which can wipe out the digital assets of the users and cause loss of funds. Cryptocurrency exchanges are not subject to regulation in all countries. This can lead to a lack of transparency and accountability. The traders and investors may have to face a significant risk due to the volatility of cryptocurrency and rapid price fluctuations. User has to manage their private keys. Loss of private keys can result in misuse of digital assets. There are certain limitations also of cryptocurrency exchange, like the minimal regulatory oversight of cryptocurrency exchange and the lack of transparency and accountability causes limitations in the assessment of the safety and stability of the exchange. The accurate prediction of the market movement is not possible due to the higher volatility in cryptocurrency and rapid price fluctuation. An inaccurate prediction can cause significant losses for the users. The liquidity of the cryptocurrency exchange is impacted due to the uneven stability. The stability of the cryptocurrency exchange varies with the type of cryptocurrency offered for trading at the exchange. Some cryptocurrency exchange may not support all the trading options, and hence such exchange may offer limited functionality. Now let's look at the risk of the cryptocurrency exchanges. The topmost risk of cryptocurrency exchange is the vulnerability to cyber attacks. Hackers might succeed in tricking the user into revealing the private key by exploiting vulnerabilities in exchange security systems. Let's understand about the risk of cryptocurrency exchanges. The topmost risk of cryptocurrency exchange is vulnerability to cyber attacks. Hackers might succeed in tricking the user into revealing the private keys by exploiting vulnerabilities in the exchange's securities system and stealing the user login information. Some governments may ban or restrict the use of cryptocurrencies. Such action can create uncertainty for users and increase the compliance cost for the exchanges. Investing or trading in cryptocurrencies at the wrong time or using high-risk trading strategies can result in significant losses for the users. The users are exposed to counterparty risk, and there can be a possibility of exchange failing to honor its obligations to the users or will become insolvent. Reputational damage for the exchange will follow after failure to honor its obligation or after being insolvent. Trading disruptions may be caused due to the operational inefficiencies. Having understood the risk of cryptocurrency exchange, now let's understand the security at cryptocurrency exchange. First, with the two-factor authentication. Two-factor authentication by sending a code to the user's code, user's mobile phone, or a biometric identifier provides an extra layer of security to the users. The cold storage method of storing the majority of using digital assets in offline cold storage wallets, which are not connected to the internet, protects the digital assets from hacking attacks. The encryption technology such as the SSL and the TLS, encryption for website traffic, and encryption of user passwords and private keys protect the user's data from unauthorized or the fraudulent transactions. The multi-signature wallets ensure the approvals from different parties to authorize a transaction for making a safe transaction. Monitoring tools and regular security audits can detect the suspicious activity and potential security threats. Any security breach can be protected by buying adequate insurance to cover the loss. Having understood cryptocurrency exchanges, the risk factor, the security factor, let's understand the cryptocurrency exchanges in India. Cryptocurrency exchanges are ranked on the basis of the user base, trading volumes, geographic coverage, and the security measures. The regulatory environment for cryptocurrency exchanges in India is still evolving. There is some uncertainty about the regulations of cryptocurrency platforms. The status of legal tender is not given to cryptocurrencies in India. However, cryptocurrency trading is taxed at the rate of 30% plus a surcharge is applicable and 4% cess. Several cryptocurrency exchanges have emerged in India in spite of the regulatory uncertainties and restrictions. So if one wants to open a cryptocurrency account in India, what are the steps? The step number one, research and choose a reputable cryptocurrency exchange in India. Step number two, sign up for an account on the cryptocurrency exchange, website or a mobile app. Step number three, verify your email and complete your KYC. And once that is done, in step number four, you can open a cryptocurrency wallet. Step five is add fiat currency to buy cryptocurrency exchange at the exchange by selecting your preferred cryptocurrency and the trading pair. The fiat currency can be added through a bank transfer, debit card, or a UPI. And finally, step six, you store your cryptocurrency in your exchange account to transfer it to a secure cryptocurrency wallet and you're ready to trade on the exchange. Cryptocurrency markets, like cryptocurrency exchanges, is a unique concept in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Cryptocurrency markets deal with technology-based intangible assets that is cryptocurrency and are volatile in nature. The collective buying and selling activities of the cryptocurrency on various exchanges is called the cryptocurrency market. It's a decentralized market that operates 24/7 and is driven by the demand and supply of cryptocurrencies, news events, regulatory changes, and the investor sentiments. A decentralized market operates without any central authority, unlike the traditional financial markets. A cryptocurrency market is highly volatile and has experienced various booms and crashes since its founding in 2010. However, it is attracting a significant amount of attention from the investors and traders around the world. The market selection is made on the basis of users' trading strategy and the risk appetite. Now let's understand the different types of cryptocurrency markets. The spot market. In a spot market, cryptocurrencies are bought and sold for immediate delivery and a transaction is settled instantly at the current market price. Exactly opposite, in a futures market, buying or selling of cryptocurrency is done at a predetermined price on a specific date in the future, preferred by the traders who want to hedge their position or speculate on a future price movements. The option market is unique in its own sense. It provides traders with the right to buy or sell at a specific cryptocurrency at an agreed price or on before a specified date. But the best part of it is the trader has no obligation to buy or sell. In case of a derivatives market, futures contract, options, contracts, and swaps are created for trading and the value is derived from an underlying cryptocurrency asset. And finally, the over-the-counter market, traders can buy and sell cryptocurrency directly with each other through bilateral arrangements rather than using an exchange. Now let's understand the trends of the cryptocurrency markets. Large companies and financial institutions have been investing in cryptocurrencies over the past few years, and investments in cryptocurrencies are being integrated into their businesses. Some businesses have started accepting cryptocurrency as a form of payment. The decentralized finance known as DeFi allows users to access the financial services through the lending and borrowing applications and the trading platforms without any intermediaries. The non-fungible tokens are gaining popularity in the art and music industries for selling digital art and music. Regulators are watchful and increasing their scrutiny of the cryptocurrency market. Now let's understand the difference between a cryptocurrency market and an exchange. A cryptocurrency exchange provides a platform to buy and sell cryptocurrencies. However, a cryptocurrency market refers to the total volume of cryptocurrency trading, that is the combined demand and supply of all the cryptocurrencies. The overall value of cryptocurrency market is determined by the market capitalization. The cryptocurrency exchange serves as an intermediary to facilitate the transaction and gets a commission or fee for that service. It also allows users to deposit their fiat currencies or cryptocurrencies and later use them for buying or selling purposes. Thank you.